Now it's time for your horror medication. But before I begin my story, make sure you're not going to be interrupted. Make sure no one or anything can get you. Then get comfortable. Now close your eyes and let your imagination do the work. You see, I've just moved along your ear canal, and I'm now inside your skull. The Devil and Bleeding Critic, written and narrated by Bleeding Critic. When the call came, I knew it was genuine. It didn't come by cell phone or email. The call came as a loud, piercing scream. The source of the scream was easy to locate. I actually arrived within 13 minutes. The door of the house was wide open. It was a lovely sunny day, so inside this home, the smell of feces and vomit was even more nauseating. The boy and man were dressed very smartly, sitting down together, and I presumed they were son and father. They stared at me, smiling. It was obvious they both were being controlled by something inside of them. They both spoke first to me at the same time.
They always get me wrong in films and books. I can possess two or three people at the same time whenever I choose. I apologise for the stench. I'll make sure the boy will clean up afterwards. Their body fluids and waste have to be removed before I get comfortable inside. Their mess is the same as everyone else's. It's the shaking and crying that irritates me, but I manage to shut them down and be compliant quite quickly. The father here might not make it because I heard a nasty crack sound. I think I've accidentally broke his pacemaker. It's not able to restart his unbeating heart. I may have entered his skull with a fraction more force, so the blast zone that I created rippled through his torso. But don't cry for him, because it's a waste of skin and flesh anyway. If I hadn't killed him today by accident, his dead by date was next month. If you place your ear close to his chest,
there's nothing to hear.
He's just my puppet now. The boy should be fine. He will unfortunately remember this experience, and it'll affect his confidence, and he will take out his frustration and fear on his future girlfriends. Poor lad. You see, I am aware of the consequences to my actions, and I love them all. Now, the reason I called you is because you...
Bleeding Critic.
I know your intentions are good and your dark side is far more powerful and imaginative than mine could ever be. Bleeding Critic, whenever you release your work, I have a depressive episode and convulse.
I'm actually scared of you.
I know you feed off real situations and people in your stories, so I expect you'll create an honest account of our meet here today.
Yes, you can get ill.
Bleeding Critic, I need you to join me. The two of us working together.
I'm begging you.
If you say yes, I'll take you back in time and those moments in your life when you regretted not reacting the way you would now, you'll have the chance to put them right. And if you refuse, I'll start doing good. I'll return taken children to their families, and I'll stop good people dying before the bad.
Take a breath, Devil, I said to her. I work alone. Your power's diluted since I've been on the scene. You're yesterday's news. I need to return to my bleeding work now and write about this. Create another horror story. Your desperation and embarrassment is about to go public. I then turned and walked out of the house. When I returned to my underground den, I wrote this story just for you. The devil herself has a depressive episode and convulses whenever I release content, so I'm sure from this moment on she'll keep a low profile. The Devil and Bleeding Critic, written and narrated by Bleeding Critic. Make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel and my website, bleedingcritic.com.